Yud Shvat, Monday the 6th of February, Rabbi Matis Yoho Dominitz, Fruits of Eretz Yisrael.
Fruits.
Shalom Aleichem. We've just come from Eretz Yisrael, so hopefully we can share with the Olam a few of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. As the Mishnah says, and the end of the Mishnah is the Samul Torah Keneged Kulam. So, this coming week, we have Tu B'Shvat, Bezer Hashem Shabbos, doesn't always come out on Shabbos. And everyone has their 15, 20, 30 fruits, however many they can get to. Now, among these fruits, you might have some fruits from Eretz Yisrael. Now, people generally will avoid the fruits from Eretz Yisrael. That's Chas v'Shalom, nothing against, but a lot of times, if you just buy in the shop, you might get Choshes of Orla, I think within 3 years, or Trumas and Maestras. Not everybody knows exactly how to take the Trumas and Maestras. So sometimes they avoid. But it could be, if you buy maybe a jar of olives from Eretz Yisrael with a good hechsher, so you'll have your Trumas and Maestras and you have your parents Eretz Yisrael. Now we have a choshev edin. The difference with eating fruits from Eretz Yisrael and the fruits from that you buy from Tesco, from Cuba, or wherever you buy it from, the Gemara in Brochus says, if you eat fruits from Eretz Yisrael, of the Shiva Saminim, so you say, Alo Eitz, Valpriya Eitz, and you finish off two letters different. You say, Alo Oretz, Val Peirois Seho, not Al Peirois, fruits of Eretz Yisrael, sociality. So, that's very interesting. There's actually a discussion. The fruits that come out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, do you also make, maybe it's only when you're in Eretz Yisrael, actually in the Eretz HaKadosh, when the fruits came out, there you make, and it happens to be a Chalitz L'Shoinu, in the Shulchan Aruch it really comes out, but even in Chutz La'aretz we have the schus of saying Al Oretz Al Peiro Yisseho. Of course it's only from the Shiva Saminim, so if you have some olives, or some grapes, then we say Al Oretz Al Peiro Yisseho. So it's very interesting. Okay, we're eating the fruits, you remind yourself of Eretz Yisrael. Say Peirois, Peirois Seho. What is the significance? Whenever we do a mitzvah or we have something, we buy a shofar from Eretz Yisrael, or any other mitzvah we carry from Eretz Yisrael, you might not necessarily mention Eretz Yisrael. You know, the question is even, maybe we'll make it develop a little bit more. Very interesting. I don't know if we ever thought about it when we say Birkas HaMazon. So we have, Min HaTorah, we have three brochas, and there's a fourth brocha, Chazal, in a second. The second brocha is called Birkas HaOretz, which we have thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So, what is the Shaychus? What is the connection between we're benching and we're mentioning because Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael? I mean, the Gemara Brocha says when the Brochas were mitukin, when the Mon came down, we had the first Brocha. When we came to Eretz Yisrael, we had the second Brocha. The third Brocha when David and Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash. What's the connection? We're eating, we're benching, we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why mention Eretz Yisrael again? As we say, there's a lot of mitzvahs, we remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Zeichel HaMikdosh we have, you remember the Beis HaMikdosh, but when you're eating, remember Eretz Yisrael, what exactly is the idea? This is just a Zeichel. It's a very interesting thing that I saw from the Vilna Goyim, the Sefer Imrei Noyam. then the Gaon says, we say, Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he brought out the bread from the ground. So he says, why do we say min haaretz, actually? We should say, Hamoitzi lechem min haadomo, from the ground. Haaretz means the land. Like we say, Bari Pri haadomo, right? So what's Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz? The Gaon says an amazing thing. His Eretz can have three meanings. It's the geographical space between Shamayim and Eretz. Eretz is a land, as in every Eretz Canaan, a country, we call it in English, a country, Eretz Canaan. And he says there's the third meaning, which when it just says Eretz by itself, it means Eretz Yisrael. So he says that's a separate meaning. So when we say Hamoitzi Lechem in Eretz, we're actually referring to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Lechem from Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? I mean, in England you have plenty of wheat growing. Canada, they import, export wheat. They burn the wheat sometimes if there's too much. And so what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Moitzi Lechem in Eretz explains the Vilna Gaon that all the Shefa HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on this world goes through Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara Tanya says. The Shefa goes there, it's concentrated, and from the Tamtzis, from the concentrate, it goes out to all the other lands. And therefore, Hamoitzi Lechem in Eretz, all the Shefa. And the Lechem, why especially the Lechem? Because the Lechem, as we know, is the main, that's the main sustenance. And it's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Eretz Asher B'loit Mimiskenus Toichal Bo Lechem. The land where you can eat bread, berachos. So the main shevach of Eretz Yisrael is the lechem. Therefore, Chazal put in the words, mina oretz, where is the shefa coming from? Wherever we see Hamoitzi Lechem, we eat our bread, we make, on Shabbos, we make a brach on the challah, and we remind ourselves, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, for Hamoitzi Lechem, mina oretz, you bring around the shefa all the way from Eretz Yisrael to all the other lands, and that's how we have our lechem. Now, I saw an amazing connection to this. We know that the Meraglim, unfortunately, they came had a look at Eretz Yisrael, and they said, no, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you look carefully in the Parsha of Meraglim, when the Meraglim came back, they brought fruits. They brought these massive fruits. So Rimonim, big pomegranates, maybe more than 630 pips, I don't know, big grapes. So the Mefarshim asked, Rashi even explains, what was the big Lashon Hara? They bring back these beautiful fruits. And they said, Zeh, Piriah, look, here's the fruits. What's wrong with that? So they said, Ephes Gaza on. But where was the Lashon Hara about the fruits of the land? So the Marsha explains, and he says, imagine we eat all day long pomegranates, grapes, and figs. Very tasty. Maybe it's like good dessert, good ice cream. But you can't survive, and definitely not in a good oifen, on these type of fruits. So when the Meraglim came, they were saying, in a very sly fashion, yeah, look at the big fruits. Tainin, Rimonin. I mean, where's the basic? Where's the bread? Where's the grains? Eretz, Asher, Loibim, Miskenus, Toich, Obolechem, Eretz Yisrael, is blessed with an abundance of bread. Where's it gone? Says the Marsha, this is what they said. Zeh Pirio. This is the fruit. That's what the Meraglim was saying. Only this, and not anything else. That was their way of saying Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. Now we'll go on to a little bit of maybe the finer details of when you have fruit coming from Eretz Yisrael. Now, I'll see if we have time. In Eretz Yisrael, we know that there were two stages where Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. That means there was a chuk, when they came from Mitzrayim, they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and then unfortunately went to Golus. And then they came back in the time of Ezra. second Beis HaMikdash. When they came back the second time, they didn't settle themselves in all of the lands that they had in the first Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara calls it the Oile Mitzrayim and the Oile Bavel. The Oile Mitzrayim, there were different borders. Now, we're not going to go all the Nafka minutes in the Halacha. There's a long, long discussion in the Rambam. We have fruits coming from different parts of Eretz Yisrael. We'll just say one thing, that when you go, according to most Rishonim, anything further than Akoi is called the Gvulim of Oile Mitzrayim. That means, when Klal Yisrael came with Ezra, they didn't capture further than Akoi. Now, if you go, Eretz Yisrael of nowadays, if you go further north, now you have Nahariya, if that's the Akoi of them, Nahariya, etc., then you get to the Lebanon, you don't, and further north. It's very interesting that some of the borders, according to, I think there's a Tzvua Sahara, it's one of the Shittas in the Kadmoinim, one of the borders is actually probably all the way to Turkey. Turi Amnon, Hori Amanus, it's known as. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam actually has a different Shitta in this whole Indian, where exactly the Oile Mitzrayim were. He says there was, really it's only until Akoi, and there was a small strip, and if you know your geography of it as well, there's a small strip from Akoi all the way down to Nachal Mitzrayim, and that, there was a special reason why they kept this little piece of land, well it's quite a long piece of land, but very thin, the size of Ksiv, which was a town, all the way down to Nachal Mitzrayim. Now these fruits, or things that are grown in these areas, it's called places which were conquered only by Oile Mitzrayim. So, do they have a din of Peretz Eretz Yisrael or not? Now, what are Nachim is? It could be Shviz, Trumas and Maestris, etc. Anything to do with dinim which have got to do with Eretz Yisrael. Now, what happens if we have, let's say they import such a fruit, or somebody in Eretz Yisrael eats such a fruit which comes from this area, for us? Does he say, Al Oretz, Val Peiro Yiseho? Is he thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael? Or no? We are Meyachas, the fruit that we have nowadays from Eretz Yisrael. So we had from Ezra, when Ezra conquered Eretz Yisrael. That is a question which was discussed about 400 years ago in Yerushalayim, the Chachmei Yerushalayim. And each one said his own. So, I saw in Moshe Sternbuch, in Sefer Tshuvos Van Hoggis, he says a very interesting difference. When we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fruits, are we thanking Him for fruits that we come from the Kedusha of the land? Things that have troubles the maestros. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Chavivus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. So when we have these fruits which come from these places which were HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us when we came out of Mitzrayim, we came into Eretz Yisrael, and He gave us this big chelik of Eretz Yisrael. So we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for those chelokim as well. So when the fruit arrives from these places, He says, L'cha'ira Yisvara, we should say, Al Oretz Val Pirasil. We find in the Gemara a very similar thing. That the Gemara says, one of the Amiroim, Reb Ami, when he came to Akoi, he was so nispol, he actually kissed the stones on the land. And the Rambam actually brings it down to Halacha. The Rambam doesn't always bring down these type of things. Because they loved Eretz Yisrael so much, in the Pnimius. he was kissing it. So the Rishonim asked, wait a minute, Akko is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So why this big chavivus? So the Ritvo and the Ramban both say, everything that the Gemara discusses, these cities and places, whether you have to take Trumas and Maishas, Midra Bonon, or whether in Shmita, right, everybody's been to Tisrol in Shmita, they might know that when you go into the shop and you buy some fruit, so there's a little tzetlach on the in the shop, and they tell you, is this, sometimes the fruit is from Shvi'is, Shminis, is it from Chutz Laretz? Little tekim. Now, even if it says Chutz Laretz, each hersha has his psak in halacha, exactly where Eretz Yisrael gets to. And this is part of this discussion of what the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael are. So, the Rishonim say, true, all these are nafka minas. Do you have to take from the maestras? Are you allowed to work then? Well, you can't work in Shavuos, but is there a svichin in these places? However, Eretz Yisrael is. Therefore, Abba, when he came to these places, when he came to Akko, the chaviv is Eretz Yisrael. It's all the same. It's no nafka minas. So according to this, I'll this, and Rosh Hashanah wants to say, you get fruit from these areas, you don't have to worry, you say, Al-Oretz, Val-Pirisil. Now I'll discuss another one or two interesting quotes. We're already speaking about the brocha of Al-Pirois, special brocha, as we said, when the person eats Shivas Aminim, right, we mustn't forget. When we eat Shivas Aminim, even if it's grown here in England, I don't know if they do grow any of the fruits, but still, you make a special bracha. You don't make borei nefoshes. Right? You make ala pera, right? Ala eitz, ala pera eitz, that's it. Ala eitz, ala pera eitz, that's nuvas asodeh. So it's a very, very special bracha. The Shivas Aminim. Now, you might notice in some sidurim, or if you eat with someone who's doesn't exactly have the same meaning as you, he might say ala micha a little bit different, ala eitz, ala priya eitz, a little bit different to your nusach. Where does this come from? This is very interesting, very interesting. We say at the end of ala micha and ala eitz, v'haleinu l'seicho, because Baruch should take us into Eretz Yisrael, v'samcheinu b'vinyono, he should make us happy in building the Beis HaMikdash, and we should eat from its fruits, and we should be satisfied from the goodness of the fruits. Some of the Rishonim say, you can't say this. That's why you want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Yes, we're davening 2,000 years, we want to go back to Eretz Yisrael to have a good fig. Juicy grape. Of course, it's amazing. It's a bracha from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gives us beautiful fruits. That's all we're waiting for. The son of Rishonim say you don't. And you know who asked this question? This question was asked of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened more than 500 tefillahs to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to go and eat the fruits. This is the Lashon of the Gemara. Did he want to go and want to eat the fruits and to be satisfied? That's all he wanted? So the Smag says, there's a Moshe Mikutzi, one of Balei HaTosfos, you don't say, you'll notice some people will not say it. Take it true. The Vilna Gaon, in his Maaser Rav, or the Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon, it says there, the Vilna Gaon didn't used to say, on the other hand, the Torah says, if you look in the Bahag, the early Gaonim, yeah, it's written in the Nusach. Okay. Different minhagim. It's not the first time. What's the answer? So, if you look at the beginning of the Alamich on Alaitz, the Rishonim don't have a problem. It says at the beginning, Sherotziso min chalta lamiseinu, lecho in the priyam and it's bambi tuvo. That the Rishonim says, yes, the smag is fine, you can say that. What happened there? At the end of the bracha, we say, and then, oh, that's a problem. What happened there? So Rabbi Naftali Hertz was one of the, he brought out a lot of the Sovereign of the Bull Goyim. He says, very simple. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us an abundance of fruit. Thank you very much. That's he wanted to give us all these beautiful fruits, and we need it. But when we ask to go into Eretz Yisrael, we don't say like a worker in the field, like a poyer. Yeah, we'd like some fruit. It's like I was thinking of a dogma. If some, let's say someone donated to you a big mansion. Yeah. Might happen, could happen. And you send him a big letter of thanks, you phone him up, and you say, wow, you have no idea what Toivi you did for me. So amazing. For all these years, my wife's been driving me mad. Where should we put the sukkah boards? Don't know what to do with them. So now, thank you very much. I've now got a place to store. You're doing this mansion, this beautiful house, massive house, acres of land. I can now store my sukkah board inside. He's giving you this beautiful present. And this is what you say. Yes, thank you. I'm going to use it for some people. Of course, everything is good. You have a little part for the storehouse. You need it for the fruit. So just another, to have a little bit of Hagosha in why most of Klal Yisrael do say, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to take us to Eretz Yisrael for the fruits. So I see here in the Bach is a parish on the Tor, and it's Halacha Sefer. Explains the Torah, all the questions and answers which the Mefarshim had. And we have our question. Why do you ask, when we say we want the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us Eretz Yisrael for the fruit? How can that be? So he says something which doesn't sound like it comes out of Halacha Sefer, it sounds like from the Kabbalah Sefer. But it gives a lot of understanding to the whole Indian. And he says, I'll try to read out his words very quickly. The Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from Kiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiddush resembles it. Not only that, he says the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the fruit. Amazing thing. Fruit is basic. You have Shivas Aminim. And in the end, he says, you know, that's why we say, because with the eating of the parisel, with eating the fruit, onu nizoinim mikdush sashchina. Can you imagine this? We're being
sustained,
that's the word. Sustained from the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitaharosa. That's what the words. And we should just simple procha. Now I think we can really go back. And when we said you eat peres from Eretz Yisrael, and the more we discuss it, you make Alor Israel Alperois, Alperois Seho. And we were wondering, what does that mean? Why mention the Peres of Eretz Yisrael when you're eating? So thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a lot of mitzvahs we don't mention Eretz Yisrael. But this is the question doesn't stop. This is as the Vilna Gaon says, the whole shefa of Hamoisi lechem in the Oretz. When we eat a bread here in Chutz La'aretz, we're eating the lechem that Hashpoa Kodesh Baruch Hu sent from Eretz Yisrael. And as the Bach says, very similar. Kodesh Baruch Hu actually directs his kedusha through the fruit. When we're eating the fruit, we're actually getting sustained from the kedusha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we'll just finish off with a very interesting idea which I saw about the Peres of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Yid who came from Baghdad, must have been about 170 years ago, and he came to live in Tzfas. Now originally, if he was from Baghdad, the Rav then was the Ben Ishchai. So he arrived in Tzfas and he had the shaylos he sent all the way to Baghdad. Not so far. And one of these shaylos is printed in the Torah Lishmo. And his question was as follows. He lives in Tzfas. Now, a few hours away from Tzfas, he says beautiful orchards and his fruits. And he wants to know. He's asking his Rebbe, the Ben Ishchai, is it right for me to go and travel there and stay there for a couple of days because I know there's such a lovely Peres there, fruit, and enjoy myself and go and eat the fruit there? And he wanted to know from his Rebbe, is that, I guess he was spent Torah, he was learning, he was being Ovid Hashem, and his time was precious, and to go and eat fruits, he was wondering, is that, that doesn't sound quite like the right thing. And then Ben Ishchai sent back to him, and he said, not only is it Mishnas Chassidim to do such a thing, he said, and definitely I'm sure you mean L'Shem Shamayim. Go there, eat your fruits, you'll be there, and you'll be Noicham Nipirio, and Nisba Mituvo. That's what Ben Ishchai answered. And he said, the Gemara Brocha says, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan used to walk in the orchards, and if there was 10 of them, they used to have baskets of 100 fruits. In those times, there was a brocha. It wasn't so long after the Churban, even though the Gemara in Saita says after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the town of the Peres was taken out of Eretz Yisrael. But I think some of the Mepharshim say that still a chelik had stayed. So he said to him, my Talmud, go enjoy the fruits of Eretz Yisrael and Shem Shamayim, and understand that with this Noichal Nipirah Mitzvah Bitua, as you saw from the Bach, that he's actually risen from the Mosen Hashkin. It's not Stira. The person mitz Hashem on Shabbos when they will enjoy the fruits. And if they might have fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and even if not, all the Shefa that comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs it through Eretz Yisrael to the rest of the Peres, and we should mitz Hashem be Zoicha, the Korav, to go to Eretz Yisrael and meet the nizen from the actual fruits themselves, and be sameach, be samchenu, be vinyono, v'noyecham lepiyo, v'nispa v'etuo, v'recha oleh, v'kdushu v'etuo.